I suppose my next question has to be, who should consider making an enduring power of attorney?
You'll have gathered from the previous section of this presentation that there is a significant benefit to be derived both by you and your immediate family members if you have an enduring power of attorney in place, if you lose your capacity later in life. A question that often follows when I have explained the rationale of the process is who should make an enduring power of attorney. In my opinion, if you can answer yes to any of the following questions, then you should seriously consider putting one in place. Do you own any property in the Republic of Ireland, or do you have other investments such as pension policies or stocks or shares? Are you in receipt of any income either from employment or from your investments? Do you have a pension fund that will mature at some future point in time? Do you have family to whom you are responsible financially? Is there a possibility that you may at some point receive an inheritance? Have you ever played the lotto and hoped to have a win? In my view, the answer to the question Paul has asked is that anyone who is over the age of 18 and who has full capacity should consider making an EPA. You may feel that it's something that's not relevant to you now, or that you have no assets that would need to be managed, so why bother? The answer to that is that none of us knows what life holds in store for us. We have no idea how many twists and turns our lives will take. And it's better for you and your family that you've made the important decision about who it is you want to look after you, if the worst should occur, than to leave things to chance. Most of us know who our nearest and dearest are, and who, at the present moment in time, we would feel most comfortable with taking charge of our lives in the event of something happening to us, either through injury or illness, that rendered us incapable of acting for ourselves anymore. You may have heard of someone who's been involved in a catastrophic accident, as a result of which their mental capacity has been affected. Or you may know of people who have developed dementia in their later life. The one thing that all these people have in common is that once they have lost their capacity, they all need someone to care for them. If they have any financial dealings that need to be undertaken for them, or if they have any personal care issues that they need assistance with, their lives and the lives of the people who are looking after them can be made significantly easier if an enduring power of attorney is in place. It will hopefully never need to be activated. But if the worst happens, it will be a source of great relief to all involved if it is in place.